This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. AAA, the Automobile Club, figures 34 million people are out there on the roads this Labor Day weekend. That's the highest level since the recession hit in 2008. Many are also trying to fly, where getting a carry-on bag on and off has become a logistical challenge of epic complexity. Reporter Sally Herships look into this.
The scene, Newark Airport. Overpriced sandwiches, elevator music. That's where I met with two couples who pursue very different boarding strategies. First,
try to push the small and the weak out of the way, and that's usually a good strategy. I'm just joking.
Suraj Gupta and Lindsay Sage are on their way to Seattle. They get as close to the front of the line as possible.
Well, if you've got the rollerboards, you need to get on first. Otherwise, they'll take them from you. But, you know, we're not unethical in the sense that, like, some people come on in their row 33 and they put their rollerboard, like, above seat 2. I mean, that's just mean.
Sage and Gupta are what are called gate lice, people who crowd the boarding area before their group is called. Are you guilty?
I think everyone in Newark Airport is.
I feel like I'm becoming like my old Indian parents. I'm at the front of the line. I have to be there first.
You're getting on first.
That's dentures next.
But some passengers prefer to delay the inevitable as long as possible.
I do, actually. I prefer getting on last or near last.
Miriam Everett and her husband Fred, a couple of a certain age, are returning to California after vacation.
I don't see the advantage. Everyone always seems like they're in such a hurry to get on the plane.
Fred, in particular, had a lot to say about the boarding process, beginning with the technical challenges of checking in.
How does an old person get through this, right? What if you can't use a computer? How do you get on a plane?
No one I spoke with at the gate had a perfect solution, but the airlines do. Buy a first-class seat or pay to board early. In Newark, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Consult us digitally at marketplace.org for a story asking if student loan debt will be the next bubble to pop. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.